Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we will be looking into the background story of The Church's One Foundation. The Church's One Foundation, 1866. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11. This great hymn emerged from a ragged and wearing controversy that threatened to tear asunder the Church of England. In the mid-1800s, the liberal views of German theologians drifted like a poisonous fog over Anglicans worldwide. In South Africa, Bishop John William Colenso, influenced by the German quote-unquote higher critics, questioned whether Moses had really written the first five books of the Bible. He also took liberal views of Paul's book of Romans, denying the doctrine of eternal punishment. Colenso had been a tireless missionary bishop, serving the Zulu people of northeastern South Africa with laudable passion, but his emerging liberalism sent shockwaves among evangelical Anglican leaders. In 1853, Bishop Robert Gray of Cape Town, defending the historic faith, removed Colenso from his post. Colenso fought the order and was reinstated by a London court of law. The resulting conflict shook the Anglican Church to its foundations. One man on the side of evangelical truth was Samuel Stone, the curate at Windsor in the shadow of Windsor Castle. In 1866, he wrote 12 hymns based on the 12 articles of the Apostles' Creed. The Church's One Foundation was based on the ninth article of the Creed, which says, "I believe in the Holy Catholic Universal Church, the communion of saints." The next year, Anglican bishops from around the world assembled for a theological enclave that became known as the First Lambeth Conference. The tone of the proceedings was set by Stone's hymn, "The Church's One Foundation," which had been set to music by Samuel Wesley, the grandson of Charles Wesley. It became the processional for that conference and has been one of the Church's best-loved hymns ever since. Not all the verses, however, are sung today. Here's a stanza you may never have sung, but which helps us understand the passion of Samuel Stone as he wrote in defense of the integrity of Christ's Holy Church. "Though with a scornful wonder men see her sore oppressed, by schisms rent asunder, by heresies distressed, yet saints their watch are keeping, their cry goes up, how long? And soon the night of weeping shall be the morn of song."
Thank you.
This has been Rex Bridges reading from Then Sings My Soul, Volumes 1 and 2 by Robert J. Morgan, copyright 2003 by Robert J. Morgan, used by permission of Thomas Nelson Publishers.